Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. How confident are you that the way you spend your time each week matches your most important goals and responsibilities? In my latest Think Like a CEO conversation with Lauren Oshman, CEO and co-founder of Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, she said something that really struck me. Lauren said it's physically impossible to do all the things. And it might sound obvious in hindsight, of course, no one can do it all, but the way Lauren said it felt like a relief. It gave me the permission to admit that if everything can't get done, then some of the most important work of a leader is deciding what's worth my time and what isn't. Lauren shared how she began tracking her time, even creating pie charts with her assistant to see where her energy was really going. That exercise revealed tasks she was holding on to simply because she had always done them. Over time, she realized those tasks no longer matched her CEO role, which gave her the clarity to let go, delegate, and free up energy for higher level leadership work. Hearing Lauren talk about the exercise she went through, reviewing her time and realizing there were tasks she needed to let go of, reminded me of a season when I used to track a bunch of Instagram metrics. I probably started tracking those numbers because I followed some account that made it sound like watching things like followers and profile views was the key to success in business. And it might be for some businesses, but it wasn't for mine. Over time, I realized those numbers weren't actually helping me make decisions. Tracking them became busy work that looked productive, but didn't actually move my business forward. One simple way to think about deciding what to keep and what to let go of is to use the Eisenhower Matrix. It's a framework that helps you sort your task into four categories. Important and urgent, do these tasks now. Important but not urgent, schedule time to do these tasks later. Not important but urgent, delegate these tasks. And not important and not urgent, stop doing these tasks. Let them go. Lauren also described how she keeps daily focus by identifying three things to accomplish each day. This simple practice helps her protect her time, drive productivity, and ensure she's focusing on the work that matters most. Her story is such a powerful reminder that leaders don't just manage time, they protect and direct it toward the responsibilities only they can do. So what does this mean for you? Track your time for 1 to 2 weeks and look for patterns. Where are you adding the most value and where are you spending hours on tasks that someone else could own? Identify your three most important priorities each day. This practice gives you the clarity and momentum without a long and overwhelming to-do list. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to just because I've always done it? Letting go of those tasks creates space to focus on higher level responsibilities. Lauren's reflection reinforces that thinking like a CEO isn't just about vision. It's about aligning your daily actions with your role. If you want to scale, grow, or create the ripple effect of impact you envision, you need to protect your time like the valuable currency it is. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, leave a review and let me know what stood out. Be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.